Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Joined by Stephen Davis.
We're all Travis
Voice
fans.
Of the Travs.
That's right.
Right here in our studio.
We went to a game last week. I took my son out there. He loves the organ player. Big organ player.
All right.
Loved it.
Travs are hot.
Travs are hot.
What should we be on the lookout? Like, who is there somebody on this team that we are going to see in the majors in the next year or
that
two?
Pitcher, right? That Cade?
Yeah, that pitcher.
Is there just a stud that is on this team right now?
Well, we had a reliever go up to the big leagues already this
year.
Straight from us. He went last weekend.
That was quick.
So guys can always move that way. But the big name right now would be Cade Anderson.
See, at LSU?
LSU, yes. Mm-hmm. Only a year ago, less than a year ago, he was most outstanding player in Omaha. Third overall pick, and Cade actually starts the first game of the doubleheader tonight, 5 o'clock.
Ooh.
He's
probably a good one to go to.
Yeah, it's start number 6 for Cade tonight. His first 5 starts, he's allowed 1 run total.
Wow.
Not one in each, 1 run total.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's walked 4 guys, struck out 32. We're talking ridiculous numbers in like 25 innings. It's amazing to watch him pitch because, you know, you see him in college and you're like, yeah, he's really good. You put him in a pro setting where, hey, you're only going to throw 5, maybe 6 innings tonight, mm-hmm. and he can just go out and just attack.
Right.
And it's been and guys swing differently in the pros than in college. It's a different kind of game. And he's made every adjustment he's needed to make, and he's looked really sharp so far, and it's not going to be that easy for him all
forever,
the way,
right,
even
right.
here in Double A, let right. alone Triple A or the big leagues when those times come. But it's just fun watching him pitch because he works quickly. He's got command, and he's really poised, and then you look down, and he's 21 years old. So he's got a bright future.
Those pitchers have some quick upward trajectory. They can rise up pretty fast.
Yeah, the old saying with pitchers is once they're ready, they're ready,
mm-hmm.
and they can move quickly. Hitters, you know, you might think a hitter's ready. Well, they've still got to take the next step, and they might have more of an adjustment. But if a pitcher's ready and they've got the stuff, they can go to the big leagues and be really good mm-hmm. right away. So with pitchers, it's a little...
Yeah, hitting requires reps no matter what, no matter
yes.
how much raw talent you have, no matter how.
It's rare to see a hitter go up and just dominate from the start as a rookie, but pitchers can go up and do that, and as fickle as guys' arms are, when a pitcher's ready,
you better get
want to get him up there. And
you better
use
get him up.
Just in case.
That's a finite amount of
Now, Cade's
of
a guy
throws.
That's great health, and he's already had Tommy John back in the past.
I was going to say, he's already had Tommy John.
Yeah, so he had it in high school, so you know, once you do that once, you're usually okay, although some guys are starting to have it twice. But, yeah, bright future for that young man.
Good. So he starts first game.
First game of the doubleheader tonight.
5 o'clock.
Yep.
Second game immediately after.
Well, 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
Guy's got to go in, change shirts, eat a sandwich.
And Friday nights is?
Still doing fireworks.
Fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Still doing fireworks.
Bring the kiddos.
Any job. I tell people my job's different than yours. I work nights and weekends. And B, we shoot fireworks at my job once a week. So it's a little different than being an accountant or something.
What else we got going on with the Travs this weekend?
We've got a trucker hat giveaway tomorrow.
Okay.
With the new logo for this year on it.
Sweet.
With the stylized 125th anniversary signature Travs. It's a good looking hat. Back white front panel with the logo on it and then black mesh on the back. So, And then Kids Day on Sunday. With I know you're big on those, Christian.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I brought my kid earlier this year. I guess I brought both, but one's a baby and
right.
They can't really do a whole lot. But
you can tell them they were there.
Yes. There is photographic evidence
Your
of the baby
first
being
Travs
there.
Game was.
But we met Bluey. So we got a picture with Bluey.
Big deal.
Yeah. That one, they're gonna remember that.
Yes. My son will remember meeting Bluey.
Thomas loves the outfield berm, loves the grass area, mm-hmm. loves running down
just
it.
Just running around it?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Just running or rolling?
Well, both. A little bit, yeah. If you do it long enough, it'll be both.
Playing over there?
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of the berm, when's the next dog day?
Tuesdays and Wednesday nights.
Yeah, every Tuesday and Wednesday nights?
Every Tuesday and Wednesday
home?
Night, both dog days, until it gets real hot. Then it's better for the dogs to not come.
Well.
Yeah, every Tuesday and Wednesday, home game that are night games. We had a few that were day games early in the year with school kids, so
yeah,
no dogs
great.
At those.
Do that 4 or 5 times a year. We'll walk down there and take our dogs down
there.
There
you go.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and then in a few weeks coming up, it's in June, we'll have our Barkansas Dizzy's weekend
mm-hmm.
to honor our ballpark dog, Dizzy, and I believe dogs are welcome at all 6 of those games that week. So
there you go. Right. Lots of dogs.
And get the alternative uniforms.
Lots
stuff.
Of dogs.
Yes. Well, we're doing that this weekend as well. It's Mad Mallard's
my
weekend.
My wife sleeps in a Barkansas Dizzy's T-shirt.
Why shouldn't you say that?
It means it's comfortable.
I just, yeah. I mean, So we're talking about fandom, you know.
So with all the new technology that we're getting in the studio, we just got a new board. They're wiring all kinds of stuff. We're getting a new operating system on Monday. We just lost internet for about 5 minutes or so. So our stream had dropped. If you were on the stream and you're like, where's the stream?
It's back
and
up.
Then you turn back to the radio. We're back on stream.
Back
so
okay.
We're on stream now. So everything is good. Travs this year, it started out pretty slow, right?
Yeah, it was playing well but not winning games, which is frustrating. Mm. And, you know, usually unfortunately, it was some late leads that disappeared in the bullpen. And, everybody points, well, the bullpen, the bullpen, that. Well, you know, you can pick out anything from the course of a game that could have gone differently, and you just feel like that because you had the lead late. But everybody's been playing well lately, especially the offense in this stretch now where they've won 11 out of 12. And the last two ball games, Tuesday night, and then yesterday after the rainout Wednesday, both times a 9-0 lead for the Travs.
Good grief.
You're getting obviously some good starting pitching, which the Travs, as of 2 days ago, were leading all of AA and ERA for starters.
That'll work.
While ranking fifth in innings. So it's not like they're throwing them three innings and pulling them. And then the offense has just gone crazy lately. Great week last week in Wichita, and then you come back home and, you know, it's Dickey Stevens Park. It's tougher to put up runs, and they went out and put up 11 on Tuesday, 9 last night. Guys are hitting home runs. Caleb Calley last night, first inning, homered to left. And
former Razorback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys have been to games there. You know how big that park is.
Yeah.
His home run went off the scoreboard.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yes. After the game, he didn't even know where it had hit. I saw him after the game. He goes, hey, where'd that ball land? I said, it hit the scoreboard. He goes, what? I go, the scoreboard, the ad panels on the left of the scoreboard, the second one up. It was about as impressive a home run to left as I've ever seen in that park. He's swinging it great right now. Let's talk about the former Razorback. 10-game hitting streak, just doing everything right. Texas League Player of the Week last week. Can't say enough good things about him. Continuing to play a good third base. He's having fun out there.
Play your best.
Yeah, home run was his only hit last night. But, oh, by the way, he drew three walks.
Wow.
Which isn't usually his game, so that's a great sign to see.
Like him because he gets on base.
Yeah, just get on. Any way you can get on, get around, touch home plate. So Caleb's playing great right now and leading the team in homers with 8 now.
Mad Mallards.
Yes, sir.
So that's an alternate jersey, I would assume.
Yes, alternate jerseys.
Paint the
actually.
Picture for what the Mad Mallards jersey looks like for us.
Okay, so the base one that we've had for all 4 years we've done this identity now is a Kelly green, a dark green with mm-hmm. Mad Mallards across the chest. We wore those last night. It's a classic look. I like it. The hat's green with the orange bill. We're going to wear that hat every day. But we're breaking out a new jersey tonight. I think we've only posted on social media and pictures, but it's going to be available in an auction, and they are orange is the alternate jersey this year with just a logo on the
this
left
side. This one's orange?
Yes, the new one's orange. Okay. Logo on the left side of the chest with an A with the duck in the A. It's a pretty cool look. We'll see how it is out on the field. It's got some orange stripes around the edge of the sleeves, but I don't think the Travs have ever worn an orange jersey in their history.
First
so,
time for everything.
This will be a first time in 125 years.
Yeah. There you go.
So it's a good look, though. I don't mind. If you're going to wear an alternate identity, change it up a little bit every year. Last year we had the, we called it the literal duck jersey. The jersey looked like the body of a mallard. It had brown feathers on the chest and blue under the wings on
they're
the arms.
They're getting their organ on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good look. You combine it with the green hat with the orange bill and the looked orange like, socks. They black. Looked like ducks.
We are in Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah. So change it up this year. Go to the actual orange jersey with it. We'll see how that goes tonight. But we're in those three of the next four games this weekend.
What is the other alternate? Forgive me.
For?
You said one of two alternates.
Yeah.
Jerseys.
We have several alternate identities.
Right. Oh,
two jerseys
identities.
With the Mallards. Yes, we've got Barkansas Dizzies.
Okay.
That's coming up in a few weeks. And
then
Dizzy.
You have the Diablos, right?
Diamantes as well.
Diamantes,
is that retired
is.
For this year?
No, Diamantes is back. We wore those on Tuesday, actually. Yeah. Broke out a brand new Diamantes jersey this year. So light blue, very cool look, and with some trim of black and gold as well. So a little different look this year. And it's always fun to switch it up with the promotions and see what you can do. And, you know, people like the gear. And if they want to sleep in those T-shirts, that's fine. Just wear them to the ballpark, too.
Anything special going on for Mother's Day?
Bring mom out to the park. There are people that come to the ballpark for Mother's Day. Some moms request it, and sometimes if the kids or dad doesn't know what to do, they end up buying tickets to the game.
Hey, there's
and
worse things.
Mom has to go to the game, but
mom gets to go to the game.
Yes, there we go.
We'll probably have a cool first pitch ceremony of some kind as well. We're still working on the details of that, but yeah, Mother's Day on Sunday.